The show's not going to be very long today because I, take that back, you have things to do. Welcome to The Daily Drive. I'm your host, Ken Knorr. You can find me on Twitter at Ken Knorr. That's K-E-N-K-N-O-R-R. Make sure you hit that favorite or subscribe. Thanks and enjoy the show. I ran into a meme the other day, which I tweeted out, and it said, "The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing." The meme was attributed to Walt Disney. I have no idea whether or not Walt Disney said that or not. But there's a lot of truth to it. Another one of my great inspirational mentors from years ago, his name was Dan Lamont. And we'd have meetings and be discussing projects that we needed to work on for the organization that I was with at the time. And he used to always say, "Well, gentlemen, it all boils down to the work now." And that is so true. If you actually want to get things accomplished, you actually have to put the effort into it. You can't just keep talking about it. And yet, entrepreneurs a lot of times will have ideas and not move forward on them. Another cliche kind of phrase, I don't know if it's cliche, but a common phrase anyway, is to say, paralysis by analysis. We spend so much time thinking about it, we never actually take the action to move our ideas forward. Whether or not that's because we feel like we don't have enough time, or at the end of the day, we're doing so many things we don't have, or we feel like we don't have enough energy. I was a sports coach for many, many years. I coached a lot of kids. One of the things that comes from sports that I used to love to tell my kids was about Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is arguably the best basketball player to ever grace an NBA court. Yeah, some might say it's LeBron, but it's Jordan. Just let's be real. It's Jordan. But beyond that, a great NBA player, when they go onto a court, not Michael Jordan, just a great NBA player, when they come onto the court and they go out there and they begin playing the game of basketball, they take shots at the basket. And a great NBA player, a good, solid performer, shoots over 30%, somewhere over 30% of his shots go in. And Michael Jordan, his career shooting average was a little over 50%. But the thing to think about, it's not the shots he made. It's to think about around 50% of his shots didn't go in. They weren't shots that were made. They didn't create a score change. But here's the thing. You're not going to make any of the shots you don't take. And when I was coaching, I used to drill that into my players. You're not going to make any of the shots you don't take. You are destined to failure if you just don't take the shots. It's so simple. It really is so simple. When you really get down to it, you have to take your shots. Now, you know right now, out there, one of you, two of you that are listening, it's time. It's time to take your shot. It's time to quit talking and start doing, because that's how you get started. My faithful listeners, I really have enjoyed doing the show, but there's one part I'm actually struggling with, and that's how to close the show. I really have no idea how to bring it to an end. So I started looking at various different ways that people close shows and to come up with some ideas. So I'll let you listen for a moment to what I've been listening to. We'll start with Wolfman Jack and how he closed his show.
We got to close it out. That's it for the Wolfman Jack Show for tonight. Be back again tomorrow night. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, gonna sock it to you tomorrow, baby.
I move your picture.
That closing went on for another full minute. I don't know if that's the right one for me. How about Walter Cronkite? He had a pretty cool closing.
And that's the way it is. Friday, March 6th, 1981. I'll be away on assignment, and Dan Rather will be sitting in here for the next few years. Good night.
This has been the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite.
That was actually his final closing when he left the CBS Evening News. Always liked Paul Harvey. It was shortened to the point.
Paul Harvey, good day.
When I got my very first management job, it was at a nightclub. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'd turn on the lights to all the drunks and I'd play this.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you.
I really do have no idea how to close this show. And I can't believe of all the things and all the topic matter that I've got, this is the thing that I'm struggling with the most. So, I'll give it to you. A little form of delegation, I suppose, if you've been listening to the shows. So give me a tweet or send me a message. If you know me, pick up the phone and call me. Send me a text. Doesn't matter to me. Trying to figure out a way to close this show. That's all I got, guys. I have no idea what to say. Hope to see you tomorrow. What? I'm not going to see you because, see, I keep saying stuff that just doesn't make sense. I hope you join me tomorrow until I get a better closing. Until then, maybe I'll honor my dad for a minute. My dad always says one thing when we finish our conversation. Bye-bye and bye bonds. We hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Daily Drive. And hope you tune back again tomorrow for more to get your drive up from The Daily Drive. Thanks to our sponsors, That Company.
Why should you work with That Company as your private label or reseller partner instead of those other guys? Because we get results for your clients. That's why we're the private label provider of choice for some of the biggest names in the digital industry. You just don't know it.
If you like the show, and or if you have feedback, if you're using the Anchor app, please send us a voice message and we might play it on our next episode. Also, make sure to give us a favorite, subscribe, or share it with your friends. Thanks a lot and see you tomorrow.